going, Mitch?
What's up?
It is a Monday.
It's already 6:30. Sorry, guys.
Monday I'm very happy about.
Why?
Because cover to cover today.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Chances are we're just going to play Amberlin. They have a new record, in case you didn't know.
It's not like even chances.
It's called Vital.
It's
going to happen.
For sure.
You can get your suggestions in at facebook.com/mystaticradio, but they are moot.
Yes.
Pretty sure we're going to play Vital by Amberlin. So thanks to Chet, who suggested we play Amberlin's new record.
Because it's totally going to happen.
So, yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. So, good morning.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
It was good.
Yeah?
I was here.
Yeah.
I just didn't
leave. That's right. You pretty much worked all weekend.
Yeah,
huh?
I didn't really go home.
Okay, so never mind.
Yeah.
I don't want to know about your weekend.
I went to my niece's birthday party.
Okay.
I jumped in a princess jumper.
All right.
For like 2 hours after the kids left, and it was amazing.
That's, you jumped in one of the jumpers.
Yeah, we all practiced drop kicking one another, the adults.
So this is what happens when
adults
take over the kids' plaything.
Yeah, can I just say that I'm not really good at drop kicking people?
No, I mean you can say that.
I've told you this already.
Yeah,
but I videotaped it and it was, or video recorded. There's no tape.
Good job, you.
Yes, uh-huh.
Way to use proper words and stuff.
Video recorded.
I totally just right over that.
But here's the thing. If I'm going to drop kick someone to hurt them,
yeah.
I got that down.
Apparently.
Because my poor husband is not doing well.
Oh, dude.
Let's just say I aimed a little bit lower than I anticipated.
Oh, no.
I didn't aim that. I'm so sorry.
You just didn't jump as high as you thought you could,
or
what?
I didn't jump as high. I was aiming for his chest.
Right.
And it turns out his groin.
Oh, no!
That's where I hit.
Oh, Mitch. We're going to have to talk.
I'm sorry.
Right after this.
Okay.
Static.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
Well, of course it is.
Matthew.
How you guys doing?
Can't complain. It's a Monday.
I know it's Monday, Steve-o. And guess what? Thursday and Friday this week, I'm off for conferences.
Wow.
For conferences?
Yes, doing less conferences at LBJ.
Uh-huh.
We're off Thursday and Friday because, you know, I mean, that's where we have our conferences.
Nice.
At all other elementary schools and high schools have to go.
Wow.
So I'm lucky. Hey, who knows? I might be going down to Parchments to buy that Amberlin New Surrender album.
Aw, yeah. New record's called Vital.
Vital.
Yes.
That's what it's called. I've been searching for that thing over the internet.
Yeah, we're going to play it today for cover to cover.
Oh, you guys are going to play it. Nice. Yeah. So how was you guys' weekend?
Couldn't complain. Mitch learned how to drop kick people in jumpers for children.
Yes.
So if there's ever a
situation.
Terrorist attack inside a
jumper.
Child's jumper.
I've got this covered.
She can help out.
I'm unafraid.
I don't know that we'll ever warrant a need for that, but
if it happens, I'm
if
there.
If it happens,
yeah. Yeah, this weekend, I was coughing like crazy, guys, and yet, you know, I was coughing all night. I didn't get much sleep, so.
Dude, that's not good.
Nope. Gotta get that sleep.
I was thinking this weekend, maybe during this week on Thursday, I feel so ill. My mom take me into the SOPO and see if she can get me things from the SOPO.
Booyah!
Yes, because anything there is, you know, if Steve will recommend it, it's good.
Exactly. That's what I think every time.
Oh, goodness. You guys do not know how much this means to me every morning.
Oh, man.
You don't know how much it means to us every morning
every
either.
Every morning.
Yeah, hey, anyways, I don't know if you guys have this song in there. It's by 21 Pilots. It's called Ode to Sleep.
Ooh, all right. We'll have to dig it up, man.
If you guys don't have that, just play Guns N' Hands instead. Right. I just don't have it.
There it is.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
All
see you later.
Right, I'm Albuquerque, everybody. Congratulations. All right.
Congratulations.
Yeah, because you just got to hear Matthew from Albuquerque.
Ah, yes.
So I'm congratulating you.
Everyone, seriously.
On your morning.
You know, some people really look forward to his phone call.
I know.
We talked to a few of them.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Who are we talking to this weekend whose wife literally gets up with him in the morning for work just to hear Matthew from Albuquerque?
Who is that?
I don't remember. Somebody this week. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, okay.
Were we at SOPO?
Maybe we're at Soaps.
I can't remember
at
who
Soaps.
It is. Okay. They wake up just to hear, and then she goes back to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Yeah.
Man, he's famous.
Cover to Cover coming up today at 9 o'clock and playing Amberlynn's new Vital.
Yep.
I mean, you can suggest other things if you want, but truth be told, that's probably the best record out right now anyway. So.
Yeah. Sorry, we're not sorry.
Sorry, we're not sorry.
I resist.
That's what you put on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know there's a comma there, right? Sorry, we're not sorry. I know. Sorry, we're not sorry.
I actually just wrote it really fast, and then I went back to work. So
sorry.
I was working.
We're not sorry.
I was saying sorry, comma, we're not sorry. But then I just put sorry, we're not sorry.
Right.
And so I have to say it like that.
Sorry, we're not sorry.
Yeah.
That makes sense too.
Yeah.
So there it is. It's Monday morning. And coming up, we're going to talk about your little lists. You have a couple lists today.
I do.
I'm excited.
Okay.
We got some good stuff for this Monday.
Uh-huh.
To wake you up, to get you going because, well, it's Monday.
Happy Monday.
Steve Unrich.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Never the same. We can't go back.
Deus Vale, Summer Forgets Me. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. I forgot I was supposed to have a microphone. I was just going to start talking to you.
Any second now. Hey, so what's going on? You have a good day. All right.
Yay.
It is Monday. We're excited.
It is Monday.
It's a big week.
It's such a big week.
It's huge.
A lot of stuff going on.
You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
It's Monday, October.
Mm-hmm.
This week.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to talk about football?
No.
Going to talk about...
Totally.
Going to talk...
Come on.
It's Monday.
Yep.
We're playing...
I have nothing.
Okay. I was like, what am I forgetting?
Tomorrow night, however, free show at Castle Del Rey with T-Bone. That's pretty cool. We got a phone call, some information up there at Facebook on the free show with Israel, T-Bone, a few others at Casa del Rey tomorrow night, 7 p.m.
Is T-Bone kind of like Ice Cube?
No, kind of. More like Ice Tea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Vanilla.
No, because he's got like the long hair with like the ponytail.
Ah, okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea, actually. I haven't seen T-Bone in years.
Ah, but you have.
Yes.
It's more than me.
Well, here in studio.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen him live.
Are you just like friends with him and whatever?
No, he just showed up for an interview once.
Oh, okay.
So.
I'm sorry, I'm just assuming a lot.
You are. But keep going. It is Monday.
You're like cousins, man. So.
Yes, that's exactly what it's like. Cousins.
Very distant cousins.
So, what do you got for us today?
I can't give a number because I don't know exactly how many things are on his list, but things that no one cares about but you.
Oh, sweet. So why will we care about this list?
Because it's,
nobody cares
it's
about it.
Obvious, it's funny.
Oh, okay.
And it's funny because it's true. So things that you do that just, you're like so sure that everyone is watching you or
right.
judging you.
Right.
And then it turns out actually no one cares
at all.
So, number one,
all right.
thinking that people are watching you cross the street from inside their cars and they're judging your face, clothing, the way you walk.
It's true.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Do you do that?
When I walk across the street in front of cars, I always have to do the special walk to make sure that people know I'm cool.
Well, like you're walking to a beat?
Yes. Absolutely. Every single time. Static.
Are you going to the Israel Home concert or no?
Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
I will not be there, no.
Okay.
Why?
Oh, rude.
What a creepster.
I know.
That was a little creepy.
Restraining
hey, Mitch.
Order number three.
Where are you going to be tomorrow night at 7 p.m.?
My
are you
house. Gonna be
oh, you are?
Yeah.
Are
Would you like
sure?
to know my coordinates? The latitude and longitude?
No.
Okay.
That's a little weird, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just making sure I was the
Things no one cares about.
Yes. Like where I'm going to be tomorrow night.
Yeah. No okay. one cares about that.
Okay.
Where are you going to be tomorrow night?
I'm going to be at my diaper party tonight.
Ah, yes.
My church is rocking a diaper party tonight.
That's exciting.
Yes.
I didn't ask you. How was your weekend?
That's okay. I don't care.
Never mind then.
Things that nobody cares about right. me. How my weekend was. It was amazing. My son's birthday party happened.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a blast. And he got a keyboard. That he then spent the rest of the day learning Bette Midler songs. I'm just kidding. I just kept hearing bling, bling, bloom, 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 bling, bink, 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 bink.
Because he's following the lights.
Yes, good job. That sounded remotely like Jingle Bells in there. It was good. Yeah, you got a keyboard.
Locals Rule on Static Radio. Got a band? Want some airplay? Submit now under the Locals Rule section at mystaticradio.com.
That's right.
Good morning.
Locals do rule around here.
It's true.
In fact, tomorrow, New Music Tuesday, I'm excited.
We got a few Locals Rule submissions.
Got a few local submissions. We'll be premiering those tomorrow. Our dear friend, Billiam, music director, he's going to be on vacation. So I've been, you know.
How sad.
Trying to get music together. If you're a local artist and you would love us to play your music, all you got to do, get to mystaticradio.com and load your MP3s under our Locals Rule section.
Yes.
I promise we'll play it tomorrow. We got plenty of room on New Music Tuesday.
Yeah, and we want to hear it.
Yeah.
If you got talent and you're in the 505, or you're not in the 505.
Wherever.
Whatever's local to you, I guess.
Mr. Fisher is not in the 505 currently. They're on tour right now.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Didn't they just play? They're like in Wyoming right now.
Yeah.
I saw on Instagram.
Yeah.
Driving through Wyoming.
They played Denver. They played a show here with our dear friend Billiam's band, actually.
Yes.
And then they went off for tour. So that's cool. I love those guys. Great dudes. Really talented.
They're going places.
They are. Something like that.
Something, whatever.
So, yeah. So we were talking about something that we're sure everyone does.
Yes.
But no one talks about.
Yes.
For example,
I have a personal story.
Oh, man.
So the other day, I went shopping for my niece's birthday party.
Okay.
She's 4. And I picked out a bunch of things. I couldn't decide. So I'm holding all this stuff, and I don't have a cart. And I decide on a few things I'm going to get, and so I had to go put the other stuff back.
Right.
But I don't want to go put the other stuff back. It's, like, spread throughout the entire store. But
you picked it up from aisles conveniently where they were supposed to be.
Right. But I was also giving everyone else a job.
Oh.
So
you're one of those.
So I thought about this and how everyone does it. But why are we so embarrassed? So instead of like, I'm not going to put it back in the right place. I just put it down. And whoever finds it next, maybe I'm like doing someone a favor. Like, oh,
it's
I
like
totally need to
hunt.
Get that.
It's like a scavenger hunt in the store.
Or it's just like gold to someone. They're like, yes.
No.
It's true. Okay. And so, but I couldn't just like put the stuff down in a random aisle. Like, and I couldn't be like,
you know,
obvious about it. So what did I do? I found the tissue aisle, and I, like, snuck down the tissue aisle where no one was, and I put stuff behind the tissue.
What? That's even... You realize you put forth more effort?
I didn't want anybody
than you
to
would
see
have
me.
If you had just walked back to the aisle you had found it.
I wasn't alone, if that makes it helpful at all. I didn't want anybody to see me. It was like, okay, put it down now.
Wow.
And so
wow.
Stuff that like we don't talk about, stuff we do that people don't care about, or like we hide and we don't know why.
Wow. I don't even know what to say. I can't believe that. You're that person.
Oh, you're not?
No.
You put the stuff away?
I don't care if I'm all the way across the store. It's
no,
like, I found this in aisle 17.
Conundrum.
This is going into aisle 17.
You have this stuff that you're like, oh, I don't want this anymore. It's across the store and you're standing in line.
So then if you're already in line, because I've had to do this too. Hey, I'm really sorry about this. We were planning on getting this, but it looks like we're not going to pick this up today.
And that person looks at you like, oh, I hate you.
Who cares? So you just... That way, the product gets back to its rightful place.
Oh,
you're that person.
No.
When I go somewhere and I'm like, oh, I guess they're out. And then all of a sudden, I'm in the Lego aisle and I'm like, oh, there's the shampoo. Like, why? You're that person.
No, not all the time.
Oh,
just
man.
50% of the time.
That is awful.
Okay, and also, I do this thing. Oh, man, this
How
is embarrassing.
How crazy does it drive you when you go to the store and you're needing something and you go there and the aisle's empty, like whatever it was, and it's gone. And you know some jerk grabbed a couple and then realized he didn't need them both and then stashed one in the tissue aisle.
Okay, so here's the thing, though. I'm also really... when it comes to grocery shopping or just getting things that I think I need, but at the end of it, I realize I don't.
Uh-huh.
I'm just really finicky about everything when it comes to shopping. And so I'll have my basket, and at the end, I'll be adding everything up. I'm like, oh, $60. I don't want to spend $60. What do I not need? And I'm like, I don't need this body wash. I have so much body wash at home. And I'll put it back wherever I'm standing. Because
no!
Because I'm saving money.
Yeah, give it back to the teller lady.
No, I'll just buy it. I'll just buy it. I can't. So things amazing. No one cares about.
Facebook.com/buystaticradio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Phone lines are open. You found a list.
I found a list of things that no one cares about, but you do or you think about.
Yeah.
So one thing is that you coincidentally couldn't hang out a few times in a row with the same person, and now they definitely hate you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever thought about that?
No.
Really?
No.
Like, oh, so you couldn't hang out with your friend, like your best friend, like three times in a row, and then they stop asking.
Yeah.
You're like, it's not that I don't
People
want
stopped
to.
People stop asking a long time ago because I live so far away that I just don't have friends anymore, apparently.
I was driving
home, and I saw Shane. He was driving the other way, and I was like, Shane! Hey! What are you doing on our side of the world? I started texting him, and he's like, oh, you live out here? Yeah, my boss lives out here. It's like China. It's far.
Tell him I have the same
really,
problem.
Really far. Yeah, you guys came over last night for some television
My boss
time.
Lives out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
way to go. Way to go. All right, what else we got?
Accidentally saying, you too, when a server says, enjoy your meal.
Oh, I hate that.
Or enjoy your movie. You too. Oh.
That's the one. That's the one at the movie theater. I'm like, I get like nervous. Like, don't say you too. Don't say you too. Every time somebody tears your ticket or you're getting candy or whatever it is and they say, enjoy your movie, I'm that guy. You too. Oh.
But you're.
I always have to make it funny.
Okay, yeah. Me too. Because you too, I mean, assuming you're going to go see a movie at some point.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then you like have this awkward like walking away or like backing away.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah. The U2s.
Things you care about or things you think people care about.
Things that everyone does.
But you don't, but no one actually cares about like the hole in your sweater under your armpit.
Oh, dude. I have a t-shirt that's one of my favorite t-shirts. I'm not going to say which one because
the Green
now
Lantern.
I feel like, no, it's not the Green Lantern. Is there a hole in
no,
the
No, oh,
okay.
No.
I'm like, no way. Okay. It's one of my favorite shirts, but it's got a hole under the left armpit. So I will consciously keep my left hand in my pocket if I wear that shirt.
I have a shirt.
So
that
if I high five, it has to be the right. Don't ever raise the left arm. If you hug, you go in with the right. I will keep this arm in my pocket.
I finally stopped wearing this one shirt that I have because it has a stain on it. And all day, I just walk around with my hand covering the stain because I was so nervous. And it's not like a big stain. It's like an oil stain that I couldn't get out. And it just darkens the fabric just a little bit. But I notice it. So I'll walk around with my hand
wow.
covering.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, things that everyone does that no one cares about and or talks about. Also, hey, 718.
There's definitely stuff going on, like construction work on Broadway, at Avenida Cesar Chavez.
Good job, you.
Construction work, Manal at Eubank, and more construction work, right lane closed central at Elizabeth, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
And
there we go.
It's definitely time. I hope you didn't dial it, because that's not the extension.
Makes you susceptible to...
Thank you for calling Solomon's Porch. This is Ian. How can I help you?
Hello, my friend.
How's it going?
It's Monday.
It definitely is.
Yeah, so, you know, we're here.
You're there.
We're hanging out.
You know what? I'm happy that you're there.
Hey.
Because I'm here.
Yeah, and I'm happy that you're there.
Which means we're here together.
Yes.
You know?
I love it.
You're here for me. I'm here for you.
Oh, see, that just makes my day.
Mm. Are you guys having a moment?
Hey, don't ruin it.
Stop interrupting our moment.
Wow. You just killed it.
Rude.
You're not supposed to bring up the fact that you're having the moment because then it destroys the moment.
It destroys it.
You just ended the moment. You're the moment ender.
I'm going to think about that for a while.
You should think about that next time.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Ashamed.
Should be.
Ashamed.
Can I get a Captain Americano?
Yeah.
And can I get a green tea, iced green tea, please?
There you go.
You betcha.
I believe in you.
I was going to go for something different, and then I chose not to.
Good.
Because you're like, why stray away from something that's delicious
exactly.
and helpful and wonderful?
Exactly. Yep.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
All right, would you like anything else?
I don't know. Do you want a Stever?
Do you?
Wow.
Sure. Oh, are we paper, rock,
yeah.
scissors? Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors.
Yes.
Oh, so that means you choose. That means you choose.
Oh, sure. Yes. Can we get a Stever?
You betcha.
Okay.
All right. We'll see y'all soon. Later.
All right, man.
Later.
All right. Solomon's Porch.
That was too difficult.
That was way too difficult.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
And they do it so
well. They really do.
So Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. Talking about things that everyone does that no one really cares about, but for some reason in our minds we're super conscientious of them and we care. Static.
I care about the difference between a moment and having a moment.
Oh,
with your favorite barista from Sofo.
Yes, dude.
Just saying.
That was a bromant.
That was a bromance.
I love that.
Are you guys having a moment?
We're having a bromance, and you just killed it by bringing it up again.
You too.
You too, man. Man, we were having a bromance, and you killed it.
I just feel like I don't get it.
Stop bringing up the fact that people have moments, because then it kills a moment.
Are we having a moment?
Wow. We got a culture shock for you right now. This one from Seosin. Get your comments in facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock.
Spoken song called Dagger. Static Radio.
A little pitchy, but
good morning. Happy Monday, everybody.
Hey.
It's a great day already.
Can
I just say that?
For a Monday?
Yeah.
It's going over all right.
Yeah, so we're talking about things that everybody does that no one talks about because they're quote-unquote embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know? And we've had some great ones so far this morning. Except for you, who likes to put things in your basket and pretend like you're going to buy them, and then totally not buy them because you can't commit to anything, and then you hide everything at other parts of the store. You know how many people listening that work for like a grocery store are going crazy right now?
Do you know how proud Dave Ramsey is right now?
That you're not buying those things?
Yes.
He's not proud of your not going back. He's not proud of your laziness.
You don't know that.
It takes
you don't know
19
him.
Extra steps to go back to
19?
The actual aisle.
No, okay, how big of steps do you take?
Static.
Dude, I got one more.
Okay.
All right. Dude, when you're like in public and then you like stomp your feet to try to get the wedge out.
Are you sure everyone just saw that?
Yeah, like you don't want to pick it, so you kind of like stomp your feet and wiggle around a little bit. Later, I love you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Amazing. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Do you think it's because we're on radio and people don't know everybody else that they can just call in and say all these embarrassing
things?
Yeah, you can. I love it.
338-3700.
Amazing.
It's hilarious. You know what's one thing that, I'll get to these Facebook comments, but one thing that you're super embarrassed by but no one else is embarrassed, I'm not embarrassed, is when you see something in someone's teeth or like their zipper's down and like, okay.
Yesterday at my son's birthday party, I'm not going to say who, but my best friend Joey had a bug.
Oh, no.
And we're having this conversation, and there's like three of us in this circle, and I'm like, you know what, bro? I'd be pissed if nobody told me. So I just grabbed
no!
it. I straight up grabbed it, and then our friend Rita, she was like, thank you, thank you. I didn't know what to do. I just grabbed it. Because I don't want to ever be that guy. Remember that one time
I didn't know.
Angry with you because like I got
that
into the car.
That one time, it was like 4 days ago.
I got in my car And, you know, you got to fix the rear view mirror. And then I was like, wait a second. And it was like, oh, there's a little, like, crusty.
I didn't see
it. I was hanging out with Mitch for, like, half the day doing work. And she did not say anything.
Look, I promise, no crossies.
No crossies?
Yeah, that means I'm telling the truth. That I didn't see anything.
Okay.
I didn't. I'm not constantly observing your nose.
Maybe I was just breathing really heavy on my way to the car. Yeah. And something just kind of like tripped up.
Yeah. So those moments when people are like, oh, you got something. And they're not embarrassed, but they know you're going to be. So you're like, oh, dang it.
Do I say something? Yes. It is awesome. Good etiquette. You say something. Yeah. You're like, hey. Something.
Or XYZ.
XYZ. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Psst,
yeah. Hey. Yeah, that one I don't do. I'm not going to lie.
You don't?
No!
It's just easy. Your zipper's down. That's it. That's all I got to do.
But then it's like, hey, sorry I was checking out your zipper. Like, how does that work?
Well, it's kind of like...
That one's a little weird to me.
It's not like you're staring. it's like noticing someone's shoe is untied.
Yeah,
you don't want them to trip and fall.
Yeah. Again, okay. I don't know.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio talking about... What is something that everyone does but they don't talk about?
No one talks about it.
So, first one I'm not going to read.
Why?
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Jason, pirating movies.
Boo.
Yeah, he says, I've done it, I won't lie, but everyone does it. That's why penalties aren't handed out as much as they should be. I don't pirate movies.
I don't do
it. The quality is so crappy and it's not legal.
I think
so.
Because of where we work, I like movies and music, I won't because I see what happens with these poor artists who are starving because nobody actually supports them because they're like, oh, just go rip it for free. Little do they know, they didn't sell enough copies, so now they got dropped by their label, Waverly. Like Friends, you know what I mean? So because that's like, I will never rip a CD ever.
Yeah, you have to buy that stuff.
Yeah, man.
But he says, on a lighter note, thinking about hanging up on someone you're on the phone with because you just don't want to talk to them right now.
Oh, dude, I'll just say, I want to go. It's time to go. Sorry. I got to go.
Yeah.
Got to go.
We found a pretty good way to say goodbye to each other.
I love it. So conversation this week. Hey, so Sunday we need to make sure we take care of everything because Will's on vacation. Steve's out of town. So I need to make sure that we get the services on and that we produce all the programs. Okay.
Okay. So will you be there at 7 o'clock in the morning?
I'll be there at 7.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
Static radio. Click.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how we end our conversations now.
I love it.
Yes.
It's hilarious and it works. And nobody else would have ever known, even like texting. Because there's that awkward, like, should this be the last text?
Like, I've read the...
What
like,
is the last text?
And now that stupid iPhone tells you, like, when you've read the text.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, read. Okay, so they know I read it. So do I...
Now I have
Steve-O and Mitch.
Yeah, that was awesome. The first time, that's what I got. Steve-O and Mitch. And I was like, in the morning?
Static radio. Peace. Don't talk to me anymore.
Oh, don't talk. No more talking. That was the last text.
Yeah.
Because there's that back and forth where you don't know, should this be the last text? Do I say... They said, thank you. And I said, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. I don't know what to say. Was that the last text?
Smiley face. I don't know.
Ever. So, yeah. I love it.
I like TJ's. Hey, what's up? Good.
Oh.
Ah!
Yeah, dude.
It's the worst.
I hate that.
That just means you weren't listening.
Hey, what's up? Good. Oh.
You're not asking how
First of all, you're not good. If somebody says, hey, how are you? Don't say good anyways.
Right.
Because you're doing well. You're doing well. You're not good.
Yeah.
There are none good.
Yeah, you get biblical on this. The other day, this past Saturday, I sang worship for church, obviously.
Yeah.
And somebody said, hey, you did good at worship. But I didn't hear them. I heard worship.
Uh-huh.
And like my automatic response was, thank you. Because I assumed that they said, hey, you did a good job with worship.
Yeah.
And then I looked at them. I was like, this is going to sound really rude, but did you say, hey, you did a good job with worship? And they looked at me like, they were like, yeah. I was like, I just assumed you said that. I didn't hear you say that.
So you're pretentious. Okay, cool. Good to know.
Yeah.
All right.
And I was like, this is going to be, and I told them, I was like, this was going to be really awkward. If you didn't say
that. You have awkward moments and you're not afraid to say things.
Yeah, I'm
That's
not.
Good. I like that. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. We're talking about things that everyone does, but no one talks about.
Thebes had a good one. And actually, we kind of covered a little bit of it, but...
You can do it.
As soon as
you.
As soon as the page moves...
Believe in you.
Hold on. Here we go. Here we go. Thebe says, the incognito armpit sniff, which I don't do that incognito. I'm just always like,
Yeah, you're straight up about it. Okay, it's not me. Somebody's funky. Somebody in the offices are funky.
Remember that?
And then all of us are like doing the, like, no, not me. I showered this morning. Okay. I don't know.
Page 14 in the handbook says to shower, guys.
It's good, though. Cleanliness.
Yeah. He says the zipper check, the nose hanger check, finger sniff. What is that? What?
But, like, if you don't want to have to wash your hands or what? I don't understand that. You're like, okay, no, I'm good. I don't need to wash my hands.
Oh, the dirty pants sniffed at chicken to see if they're okay to wear this.
Yes, Thebes.
Woo! I do that because I hate washing my pants.
Yeah, I've taken
you gotta
up.
Check.
My wife has been going crazy because for some reason I've been trying to, like, okay, I wore these today. I'm only going to wear them for one day. And throw them in the dirty clothes. And so I've had to do laundry like every fourth day because I only have a few pair of pants.
Right.
So I'm like going back to the, yeah, back to the old sniff check. Okay.
Yeah.
No, this is good. All right.
I do the sniff check for my husband because I just don't feel like he'd make a good decision with that.
The best part is this. Why do we really have to do the dirty pants sniff check? Because if you can't smell them from like 3 feet away, does it really matter? Who's going to get close enough to be like, oh, you wore those 3 days in a row.
I thought about that yesterday because the pants I wore yesterday, I wore like 4 times already.
Gross.
Whatever. I smelled them. Like I smelled like the leg and I was like, who's going to be smelling my leg?
Right. Right.
No one. So this dog? Is fine. Yeah.
your dog's like, bro, go change. Seriously.
Thank you, dog. Yeah, no.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700.
And Gregory says something like TJ. He says, it's always awkward when someone's like, hey, how's it going? And you're like, not much. Or hey, what you up to? And you're like, pretty good. And you know, the convo was just really weird. That's so awkward.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
I hate it. Yeah. I hate it.
Like, and that didn't answer your question. But yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah. Can't complain. That's my answer for everything. Can't complain.
Hey,
Hey, how are you? Can't complain. Hey, how's it going? Can't complain. Huh?
What you up to?
Can't complain.
What?
Because things are good. I gotta go. Yeah.
Yeah, so let us know things that everyone does but no one talks about.
That's right.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
And don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock cover to cover this morning, I'm pretty sure we're just going to play Vital, the brand new one from Amberlynn. Because it's amazing. And it's Monday.
It's Monday, which we're calling Mad Lib Monday.
That's right. We're going to be doing another Mad Lib coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for that and be a part of it.
That's right.
These are fun.
Yeah.
I like Mad Lib Mondays.
Me too.
We should do these every Monday.
Get ready. We're going to need some vegetables, some adjectives.
Yeah. Some verbs, some nouns.
Some body parts.
Start grabbing some, grab a dictionary now and start, you know, finding some good ones.
I'm going to need to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. There's construction work on Broadway Southeast at Avenida Cesar Chavez, as well as construction work on Manal and Eubank, and more construction work. The right lane is closed. Central at Elizabeth. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Just before 8 o'clock now. Don't forget, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Mad Lib Monday.
Woo!
So we'll need your help here in just a few minutes to take care of today's Mad Lib.
But first, I have a hole in my sweater.
You do have a hole in your sweater. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I just didn't know about it.
Sorry.
I'm not embarrassed. Yeah. I'm sad that you noticed it.
Sorry. It's huge.
No,
under
it's
your
not.
Arm. It's huge. It's huge. So we're talking about things that everyone does that no one cares about. And that was, you know,
one of
your things. Being conscious of like holes or stains or spots on your shirts.
Yeah, which is funny because I'm wearing another shirt that has a hole in it. I need to just get new clothes.
Yeah, see, I finally had to do that.
Or sew my shirts.
I still need to continue doing that. I have so many t-shirts that, I don't know.
Patch them.
Sadly, they have now been passed on to Jack.
So
is 9?
Yeah.
Who somehow, you know, he can wear them. Like, he rocks his Norma Jean shirt like a champ. I love it.
It's like a pillowcase.
Yeah, yeah. So
he's one of them.
He enjoys it. We're talking about things that nobody cares about. that we're conscious of that we think everybody cares about, yes. Of course. 505-338-3700. Static.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Yo.
So what about, like, when you get home after a long day, take your shoes and socks off, and you smell your socks?
Oh, dude.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I always worry.
See, that's why you got to get nice shoes. I used to
Does
get
that help?
Yeah, absolutely. Because if they're nice, they're like breathable, and then your feet aren't as funky. I'm telling you,
you got to get the odor eaters.
Yes.
Right inside your shoe.
Yes.
I always put the powder in.
Oh wow!
Wow.
You go for it. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, bye.
All right, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say then you put the powder in, and then if you walk too hard, you look like you have powder coming
yeah,
out of your
see,
shoes
that's
every
weird.
Time you step.
I can't do like the powder or anything
like
that.
It's like obviously anthrax in your
Also, I change my socks every day. So
oh, yeah, me
that
too.
Helps. Uh-huh.
Twice a day. What?
Uh-huh.
Are you kidding me?
I don't have funky feet. Like, if I take my socks off, they won't walk off on their own.
You've obviously never worn flats.
Yours
it doesn't
are, like,
matter.
Molded. Yes, it. See, nice shoes. I'm telling you.
It's
Thanks
true.
For later, guys.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Yeah, I have boys. And they... We have, like, new rules in the house now. It's like, hey, okay, socks and shoes off in the garage. Okay, shake out all the dirt.
Ah, yes.
We can make sandcastles from the dirt. I don't know how that happens on the playground, but apparently...
And it's just so much more obvious on tile.
Yeah.
That, ugh, yeah. It's the worst. Or things you don't care about. That tiny pimple only you can see on your cheek, looking somehow huge to you in the mirror, meaning maybe your mind is playing tricks on you. But then to take it further, you're like, oh, I'm totally breaking out right now. But like, no, you're not talking about that. Just so you like can point out the fact that you know you have this huge pimple on your cheek.
Dude. Paul in Houston says, things people do but don't talk about. Taxes. Crop dusting. Yeah. Saving or hiding the biggest, best part of food or dessert for themselves. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Staring into the abyss.
Mm-hmm.
I like those. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. What are some things that you do that you're sure everyone notices
when you're,
that no one really does?
When you're at like a gathering or a family event or something and there's food, do you consciously take the biggest piece or the smallest piece?
It depends on who's in line.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, like, if I'm not hungry, I will consciously take the smallest piece. But if I'm like, man, I'm not going to be able to get seconds.
Or when you're sharing. Like, we split Stever's.
Yes.
We split breakfast burritos.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done the, like, when they cut them in half, like looking at them, like, this one's
holding
four
them.
Centimeters larger?
Yeah.
I really am hungry today. Here you go.
And
you get the smaller piece.
Yeah, people really care about that, too.
Yeah.
I used to work at Subway.
Ah, yes.
And, man... If it was 5.5 inches.
Oh, on the 6 inch?
On the 6 inch. Because you got to cut those things yourself.
Yeah.
It was 6 inches, and people would complain. Like, that's more like 5. I'm like, dude, I don't have a ruler. I cut it where... I just cut it,
You're
okay?
a sandwich artist.
Yeah.
All right?
Do you want me to put more
the
meat on there?
The canvas is different.
Or what?
Wow. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Things that you're sure people care about that no one really does.
How nerdy or not nerdy or cool or uncool you were in high school. It's over. No one cares about high school anymore.
Whatever. Dude, you still, like, I'm worried that one day all these, like, elementary school photos that Chrissy has are going to crop up.
I'm so excited because they will.
I'm so nervous for that day because yeah. I'm so glad that we didn't think about this yesterday when you were over at the house.
Oh, don't worry. There's more opportunities.
She has kept,
forget.
Like, she has a box of just, like, awful photos of me that are like, hey, here's one where he's wearing his New Kids on the Block t-shirt. Here's
well,
one with
you
a,
had a New Kids on the Block
one
t-shirt.
With a denim jacket with the collar folded up and his super awesome mullet going on.
I never
on.
Even had an NSYNC t-shirt and you had a New Kids on the Block t-shirt.
Hey, I was like 8 years old, bro. All right.
Okay, so
I didn't
was
know
I.
any better. I didn't know any better.
So was I.
I just, you know.
Ugh.
Come on.
I don't.
It was New Kids. And for the record, it was not a New Kids on the Block t-shirt, okay?
Okay.
It was a Donnie t-shirt.
I'm so embarrassed for
you
right now.
He was the bad boy. He drove a motorcycle.
Of course, yeah.
He was the cool one.
Was he on the t-shirt?
Yeah.
No, he was not.
Donnie Wahlberg, bro.
No, he was not.
He was awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
I'm
I was
so
eight.
Sorry.
Judge me. What? Wait, what?
Judging you.
Judge me.
Judging your future.
We're all talking about things that no one cares about that, yeah, So there it is.
You obviously care about it.
Boom.
Amber says, looking over at someone while driving and then pretending you never looked.
Oh, man.
Gosh.
When you're stopped at a red light and you look over and they're looking at you, and then you look back and they're still looking at you.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Or driving right next to someone at the same speed and trying to ignore the fact that we're driving at the same speed.
Yeah. I'll wave.
Yeah.
Hey. See, I'm.
You would.
I'm totally conscientious of these things, but I don't care. You know what I mean? So I'll wave. I'll talk to people.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we need to get over ourselves.
Yeah.
We get like nervous.
Oh
too
yeah.
Much.
Like the other day, we talked at the AMP class that Peter has.
Yep.
Every on Monday nights.
Yeah.
And we were walking onto the parking lot. You're talking to random people in the parking lot. Hey, how's it going? I'm like, shh. It's dark.
Well, they
dark.
Were staring like, you know, you're walking out to the parking lot and people, you can see them from 40 yards away walking towards you. And it's like, oh, do I look
the
at
worst.
Them? Do I say something to them?
Even in daylight.
So it's like, hey, I'm being friendly. So you kept getting embarrassed.
It's like, stop
so we're like
it.
Walking along and people are walking the other way. It's like, hey, how's it going?
You don't even know
hey,
them.
Hey, how you doing? Who cares? That could have made somebody's evening.
Or scared them.
Whatever. That's because people are so like uptight and they're like in their little bubble of life. Like, don't talk to anybody in the parking lot. Can't say anything. You're walking anyways. You're walking right by them. You're both aware of the fact that you're in front of each other. You're probably thinking in your mind, do I smile? Do I do the little head nod? Do I say something to them? Or do I look down? Everybody always looks down and to the left as if, oh, look, or in the sky to the left, like just to look away from
all
the person.
All of a sudden they got a really important text.
Like there's a human in
okay.
front of you.
Okay, so
conversate.
What? So when is the time that you start like talking to someone? Because we're on a pretty big campus.
Yeah.
Where there's a good amount of time before you actually are within like hearing distance.
Yeah.
So you see someone that works across campus.
Okay.
And you're walking towards them. Mm-hmm. You both see each other. And
okay. So you smile from far away.
But what if they don't see it? And
I'm
it just gets awkward. And at the last moment, they do the whole turn away thing.
Oh.
And then you're like, hey, what do you do? It gets awkward.
Who cares what they do? You just say, hey. I love talking to people.
Well, I do too, but I just don't like it to be awkward.
So make it unawkward. It doesn't have to
but
be awkward.
Does that mean that you're engaged in like a 5 to 10 minute conversation?
You are way overcomplicating walking by someone.
I'm just
this
saying.
This is exactly what we're talking about. Wow.
Overthinking things?
Yes.
I think
that's part of the problem. Just be friendly. Who cares? Hey,
well, yeah.
How's it going?
I try, but what if it just doesn't work out? Then I'm thinking about it for the next 5 minutes
wow.
until I get to tell someone.
That's crazy.
Jason says, just thought of one, texting during church. Everyone in my generation that goes to church has done that at least once, I bet. But you always feel horrible about it. Or you're reading your Bible and then all of a sudden you're on Instagram. Like, what happened? How did I get here?
I have to keep my Bible. I used to try mm-hmm. and rock the iPad, but it's like, Angry Birds. There's way too many distractions.
You turn the sound off on that stuff.
On my iPad. So I finally had to go back to the old school. I can't do it. Ooh!
Yes!
Phil Collins!
What is something that everyone does but no one talks about? Listens to Phil Collins.
Dude, I talk about it all day long. I just posted a photo this weekend on Instagram.
I was embarrassed.
Why?
Because I was like, no, he's not.
Yes, I was.
No, he's not.
I was full on rocking Phil Collins like a champion. I love Phil Collins. I am admitting that right now because everyone does. And what happened, it's funny because what happened is I was with my beautiful wife.
Yes.
Celebrating our 10th anniversary.
Ooh.
And she wanted to get a pedicure. She wanted me to get a pedicure, too.
You should have. It was
and the whole time, they were, like, trying to force me. You get a pedicure? They kept, like, seriously. The whole time, I'm like, I am not getting a pedicure. I'm sorry. I don't need a pedicure. Well, because I was so nice about it at first, but they kept, like, pushing me to get a pedicure. I'm like, I'm not going to get
Why
a
not?
Pedicure, bro. I'm not going to get a pedicure.
Why not?
But they were jamming the hits. And so, all of a sudden, like, Elton John comes on. I'm like, yeah. And then Phil Collins, I'm like, yeah. And they were playing all the jams. I loved it. So I just, the rest of the day was like, we're jamming this.
You know what songs I really only know from Phil Collins?
Huh?
Anything he sang in Tarzan.
Wow.
That's about it.
That's terrible. You don't know Phil Collins?
Not
you
well.
You need to know Phil Collins.
Not well.
One of the best Christmas gifts my mom ever got me was like the Phil Collins collection.
Well, then maybe that's what you'll get me for
we're
Christmas
like,
this year.
No.
Okay, so then I'm not going to ever hear Phil Collins.
Okay. Phil Collins, and then when he fronted the band Genesis, also incredible.
Okay.
You have no idea what I'm talking about.
Genesis was probably amazing.
We're not talking the first book of the Bible. We're talking the band Genesis.
Okay.
With Phil Collins fronting them at the time.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to
Thanks, Ryan, for bringing that one up.
And the last one?
I will never, ever deny my love for Phil Collins.
That's good.
He's the best!
Okay, you may deny this one.
Okay.
The last one. What's in your Netflix queue and what it says about you?
Ooh.
So you're a big, burly man, and then all of a sudden you're watching, like documentaries about, like, women's rights or something.
Ooh. So, I don't have those problems because Netflix is usually reserved for, like, children's movies.
Oh, okay.
So it's usually like The Avengers.
Right now,
or, yeah.
We have a pretty community Netflix where like six of us use it.
Oh, stealing.
Whatever, we're all paying.
Oh, okay.
So, and
okay. You're all paying a dollar or what?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Two.
I can't hear this.
Why would they allow us to put it on so many computers? That's not fair. If they're not going to want us to do that, they should lower the limit.
Unbelievable.
So, but like somebody's like, who was watching Avatar? Who was watching Avatar? Or who just watched Mary Poppins? Are you kidding me? Or who watched the Elmo documentary? Who did that?
Static.
Hey, Steve-O, going back to the pedicure thing. Why won't you get a pedicure, bro?
Because that's weird, bro.
Is it? Have you ever tried it?
Once.
You got to.
Once.
Like it.
It's weird, man.
What's weird about it?
I'm not a foot person. So already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he really hates feet.
Feet are weird and they're funky and you're on them all day and like toe jam and nasty.
Toe jam? Do you ever clean your feet?
Well, yeah, or the little lint from your socks. And then you're like sitting in front of a stranger and you're like, check this out. And you're giving them your feet. That's disgusting.
You got to take care of that.
No.
That's what they do. They clean it all up. And if you change your socks every day, you're not going to have toe jam.
Truth. And I do. I change my socks every day.
I change mine twice a day.
My sock drawer is weird. It's like an explosion because we have so many socks. So
you're saying it's not a gender thing. It's just you just don't like them.
It's not a gender thing. Like, I get it. Of course, the whole time I was there, all ladies. Like, no dudes walking in. Yeah. But I know a few dudes who are like, oh, bro, I would have totally gone for that. I could use a pedicure. And I'm like, really? That's just weird. Because I'm a man.
Have you had a manicure?
No. That I don't think I've ever had.
You don't have any nails.
When they clean up your fingers and your feet, it's the best.
Really?
Oh, dude.
See, yeah. I'm a foot person, though.
See?
Oh,
I broke up with the... Back in high school, I broke up with the girl because her feet were kind of funky.
Really?
No joke.
See, I can't...
Her toes were longer than mine. I didn't like that.
Oh, gosh.
My wife now has beautiful feet. I love her feet.
That's so funny. That's so funny.
I'm a foot person. I'm serious. I had a girlfriend, and she had jacked up feet. I was like, I can't do that.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man.
Wow.
It's Erica from Seattle, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. Right. Amazing. Love
right,
you, bro.
Yeah. Later, dude.
All right, later. Erica in Seattle. Love it.
That's amazing.
I just can't. I don't know. It's just weird to me.
You can do it.
Pedicures. And there is something a little genderific about that, too. He's right. Because
whatever.
There's one thing. For me, it's like, no, I'm a dude.
They're not going to paint your toenails.
Weird.
They're not going to put even clear nail polish
whatever.
On there.
Whatever.
They don't.
I don't know.
Whatever. They're going to clean your feet and get that stuff off, the dead skin.
It's my feet.
Right.
Who cares?
Whatever. If you're so worried about feet, you obviously take care of your feet. And they're probably not that disgusting.
No.
So, no. Are you nervous about it now?
No, I'm thinking about it. That's weird. We got to take a quick break. It's 8 o'clock now, so coming right back. Mad Lib Monday.
That's right.
We need your help. The phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. We'll kick off a new Mad Lib, so we need some verbs. We need some nouns. We need some adjectives. We need some foods. So get ready.
Yes.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There is a railroad crossing failure on Asuna at Edith. So if you're going there, you're going to be late to work for sure.
Yeah.
I hope they're stuck in the downward position.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
than it being stuck in the up position.
Yeah. Construction work Manal at Eubank, as well as more road construction. The right lane is closed. Central East at Elizabeth, and there's an accident on 98th and Tower.
Uh-oh.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how we do. I'm trying to find some music.
You all right?
Yeah. Oh, well. I was going to do something special. It is Monday.
Yes.
It is a Mad Lib Monday.
Mm-hmm. Ryan says on Facebook, he says, if anyone is watching the webcam, note how focused Steve-O is when he's drinking his coffee. Nothing else is going on. Complete concentration. That man is in the zone.
I was. Or I was just zoned out. Yeah. So I'm like, what was I thinking about when I was drinking my coffee?
Drinking your coffee.
But thank you, Ryan.
Yeah.
For pointing that out.
Yes, but now it's time for
Mad Lib Monday.
Woo!
Mad Lib Monday. Whoa, whoa.
Mad Lib Monday. Whoa, whoa. Mad Lib Monday, Mad Lib Monday, Mad Lib Monday.
Wow, I like that. That's good. Did you just, that's our, good job.
Yeah, thank
good
you.
Job.
You too.
Way better than the Bengals could ever do.
Yes.
Thank you. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. We're going to play a round of Mad Libs for Mad Lib Monday. And all we need is you to call in and help us play. Because we're not going to do this.
No, we're not going to have any part in this.
I still can't believe that you discovered these things like last week for the first time ever.
Oh my gosh, I discovered what they're called last week.
But you played these.
Yeah, once or twice.
Okay.
It wasn't like a normal thing. So we're going to need a few words from you.
Yeah, give us a call, 505-338-3700. Static.
So, what do I got?
All right, we got, give us a body part.
Body part. Toenail.
Toenail.
Toenail. That's
gross.
A good one.
Thank you. All right. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Give us a call so we can play this round of Mad Libs for Mad Lib Monday. We need a noun. We need some adjectives. We need some verbs. Static.
This round.
Can I get a noun, please?
Tiger.
Tiger. All right.
That
Thank you.
Good.
I like that.
I feel like we're playing Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune?
But it's like, we're just constantly, a noun. This is before and after.
Ah, yes. I got it. Static is the place that you need to call.
Oh, I was like, what are you doing? Static what?
Static radio.
Yeah, that's us. You sound like you're answering the phone.
Static.
And you.
Oh, wait, I didn't answer the phone because nobody's there. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You ready to play Mad Libs?
Why not?
Can I get a food?
Sausage.
Sausage.
Sausage, thank you. Oh, gosh. 505-338-3700. Give us a call. We're going to need some help with this Mad Lib. And I'm going to read it out loud, and I'm already afraid.
Yeah. An adjective, verb, some nouns. Need a few things. So give us a call. 505-338-3700. I'm trying not to pre-read this. I'm trying desperately not to pre-read this, because already I'm like,
oh, gosh.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Today's subject is recess, if that gives you an idea. So that is the name of today's Mad Lib. Static.
What do you need?
I need an adjective.
Funky.
All right.
Hey.
Thank you.
That was good.
505-338-3700.
We need a verb.
We need a verb. We need some nouns. We need a number. We need a few more.
Oh, man.
So give us a call. 505-338-3700. Help us fill out our Mad Lib for Mad Lib Monday.
You know, these always make me really nervous. Like,
why?
Because we're not pre-reading them, which is good.
Yeah.
Like, we're not supposed to pre-read Mad Libs.
No.
And these are for children.
Right?
So I just still get so nervous that they're going to be so awkward to read out loud.
Well, of course they are. It's Mad Libs. That's how we do it.
Like, man, where's that tiger going to go?
505. 338-3700, the phone number. And we can finish out this Mad Libs because we still need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We need 5 more. That's all we need. So call us up. 505-338-3700. Help us play Mad Lib Monday and complete our Mad Lib. Static.
A noun?
Sure.
Fire hydrant.
Fire hydrant.
There we go.
I love it. Thanks, Kevin.
Laters.
Right. Bye. Making me spell big words today.
Fire hydrant. Is there?
It's nouns, so I'm just going to say fire hydrants.
Ah.
There you go.
There you go.
Static.
What up?
I need a verb.
What's a verb?
An action word.
Okay, let's do an action word.
Squeaky?
Oh. Wiki?
Squeaky.
Squeaky. I'm like, why would Wiki
or
be
squeaking?
Well, you just make it into a verb.
There you go.
Thank you.
Squeaky works. Why not? That's a verb,
What
right?
else do we need?
We still need an adjective, we need a verb, and we need a number. How about you give me a number?
What's is Any that like number. A,
just
B,
just give me a number.
C.
Yeah, kidding. Something like that.
77.
77. All right, cool. We need two more. 505-338-3700 to finish our Mad Lib Monday. So give us a call right now.
505-338-3700.
I've not read it. No, you're not allowed to read it. Okay. You can't pre-read.
Oh,
what did I do?
The phone.
Static.
Yeah, which one?
I need an adjective.
Is that something describing something, right?
Yep.
Smells.
Smells? All right.
Yeah. That works.
Thanks for the call. Phone number's 505-338-3700. I need one more verb, which for everybody out there, that's an action word. Need an action word. And we can finish our Mad Lib for Mad Lib Monday. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You're getting nervous.
Yeah.
This is going to be great.
Okay. Last one.
Static.
Hey.
Hello. I need a verb.
A verb?
Yep.
How about space diving?
Space diving. I love it.
Like Thank James Baumgartner.
I love it. Totally. Right, totally perfect, man. Thanks for the call.
Yep, thanks.
All right, Mad Lib Monday, and it is time. Mitch, my lovely co-host.
Hello.
Are you ready?
I am.
Come on, there we go.
This Mad Lib is all about recess.
Oh, beautiful.
Here are some things to do at recess.
All right.
Start a game of touch toenail ball.
Okay.
Put a tiger in someone's lunch bag.
Ah!
Start a sausage fight in the school funky room.
Thank you, listeners. keep going. You can do it, Mitch. I believe in you.
Choose sides and have a squeaky ball tournament. That's good.
Okay. Come on! You're not supposed to pre-read. Just read it.
Demand more fire hydrants and shorter smelling classes.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Choose 77 kids to be at space diving.
Oh, beautiful. Oh. That was good.
What was your favorite? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6?
I plead the fifth on that one.
So it was 3.
That was amazing. Mad Lib Monday.
Love it.
We'll do that every week. Thanks, everybody, for calling in and helping us fill out our Mad Lib right quick. Coming up at 9, we have Cover to Cover. We'll be playing Vital from Amberlin, their brand new record. So don't go anywhere. It's going to be amazing.
Yep.
And, of course, more of this here show.
That's right. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to MyStaticRadio.com.
That's right. You can check out all the details of Culture Shock at MyStaticRadio.com under the Culture Shock section. Learn more about it, why we do it, what it is, lyrics to songs, all that fun stuff.
Ooh.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Monday.
It was so scary at first.
We really need to record that Mad Lib Monday song. Ryan says the same thing. So we're going to have to... Yeah.
Someone liked
our song. Have to record that song somehow. We'll make it happen.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll totally have to make that happen. Sorry, I was getting lost in Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay.
It is Monday, and coming up in 26 minutes, actually, we're going to be doing Cover to Cover, the brand new Amberlin record, Vital.
That's exciting.
In its entirety.
Oh, man.
Amazing.
And I love it.
You just found out a special guest vocalist on there that you didn't realize.
Yeah, okay. Christy Dupree from Isley.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I heard the voice. I was like, one, this voice is beautiful, and two, I recognize it. Where do I know it from? And I sat there and I thought, and then I just looked it up. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I had no idea.
You know, the last record? They were working on it. They were trying to find guest vocalists. They found this girl that they really liked. She was from London. She, totally cool fan, wanted to do it, and the label said, "Oh man, who? Sorry."
They had her lined up, right?
Yeah, they had her lined up, and it was like, "Hey, we want this girl to sing vocals with us to guest on our record." Can't remember if it was the last one
or the one before that.
It was a couple records ago because they had never heard of her, and it was like, "Eh, we need more star power on that." So no, never heard of her. Yeah, her name was Adele. So
no way.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That is amazing. Oh, man. Note.
That was from a couple records ago. But yeah, so now they're like, we're just going to get whoever we want. And I love that track.
Yeah.
The track is amazing.
It's so good.
So, yeah.
My heart just dropped when you told me that.
Sorry.
Gosh, you shouldn't do that on live radio.
She was brand new and nobody had really heard of her.
Well, now she has Grammys, so good job.
And a baby. So congratulations on that. Adele had a baby this week.
Yeah.
Right?
I thought she was pregnant for like 2 months. That flew by so fast.
Really?
I didn't know she'd been pregnant so long.
Yeah. So apparently long enough to have a baby.
I guess. Yeah. Which is more than 2 months.
So we're talking about things that nobody cares about, like Adele having babies.
Things that you do that nobody cares about.
You found a list this morning of things that basically no one cares about but you.
Yeah.
That everyone does.
Like thinking people are still not sure about you after a stupid joke that you made like 14 years ago.
I don't do that at all.
Yes, you do.
But when people don't laugh at my jokes, it concerns me. I'm hilarious.
Then you understand how I feel when I'm like, I'm texting. If I'm texting you about something serious and I crack a joke and then you don't reply, I'm like, well, it says he read it.
What am I supposed to do? I can't do the ha 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 every time.
LOL.
Because then it just, you know, loses its luster of ha ha ha.
I know at least one time I've made you laugh because you called me and said, that was hilarious.
Yeah, see? Those times work.
No, it was just once. I'm still so unsure about myself. And I just use the excuse, I'm not clocked in. I don't have to be funny.
Here's the problem with text jokes. You don't hear the context. You don't hear, like, the way it was said. So text jokes are really hard. It's hard to pull off a text
joke. If I'm emphasizing a certain part, I'll capitalize it.
Yeah, but even then.
I'm just so nervous.
People can read it differently.
Oh, man.
Text jokes.
If someone doesn't get my joke and I don't really care about it, then it's not a big deal. But, like, I'll ask you later. I'm like, did you get my joke?
Did you laugh at my joke?
Did you get my joke when
yes,
I said
Mitch,
that?
Yes, it was hilarious.
Did you get it? Because
yes.
I said it's like, okay.
I did.
Okay.
I did. And then you get mad because I don't respond.
Like, but you didn't say anything.
Right. Sorry. So I've learned I have like the ha 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 to where I can just copy paste.
No, you have it like programmed in the H-A-H-A turns into like 17 ha ha ha's.
Yeah, like see, look, that was really funny. I've tried to do that more often. So.
I feel good about myself.
Paul said, you can't keep responding with ha 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 every time. Really? You can, apparently.
Yeah.
I will try my hardest, everyone who texts me funny things.
Respond to him right now. Ha 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 ha.
Okay. To make sure that he understood how funny that was.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't know. Okay. Is it like to ensure that it's funny? Ha ha. Oh no, two H's in a row. Ha 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 ha. Dang it.
That was like a delayed laugh.
I messed it up.
Okay, when you're in a serious conversation with someone via text.
Yeah.
This is something that nobody cares about. But then you misspell things and then you're like, okay, well, this is serious. Do I correct myself?
Always correct yourself. Like, I always correct myself to make sure people know I'm not a dummy. I'm not a stupid. I know how to talk and type. I hate that.
Oh man, it's the worst.
I hate it. So I always have to go back and. So what's the etiquette for that? Do you have to put the little asterisk?
I put asterisk. Yeah.
Yeah. In front of it.
Yeah. I've always done that. But also when I'm telling a joke via text and there's a typo, I'm like, never mind.
Yeah.
Joke's ruined.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about that one.
I will never like if it's a joke, I will reread it six times. Okay. Proper punctuation, grammar. Okay, this is good. Because when they get this, the hilarity must ensue. And if it doesn't immediately ensue because I spelled something wrong or I misspoke.
It's like, oh, awkward.
Joke's ruined.
Yeah, exactly. So you got to be careful with
that. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see. How many times you coughed lightly during a conversation?
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
People care about that?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't count those. Now I'm going to. You're making me conscientious of things I don't care about.
Or just like random things that you do. Like I get nervous, especially since I'm in front of a microphone, like that when I'm taking a drink, I'm not going to do it right now, of swallowing my drink, that it's not going to be a big gulp.
Really?
I get so nervous.
Wow.
So
you really overthink a lot of things.
Well, I don't want it to make a weird sound.
Things that people are conscientious of that no one really cares about. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or of course 505-338- 3700.
That's
we want to know your thoughts. And you can hit us up.
Another favorite one that I've mentioned already is accidentally saying "you too" when a server says "enjoy your meal."
Oh.
Or
well, they're going to eat at some point. "You too" later when you decide to eat a meal because you work.
Or have a good movie or enjoy your movie. "You too" because you're going to see your movies for free, so you're going to really enjoy your movie.
You have to do that every time. Like explain it, like overly explain it to them when you accidentally say "you too."
Yeah.
"You too" later when you go see the same. Have you seen this already?
Is it good?
What do you,
out of 5 stars?
How do you feel about this movie?
1 through 5.
I'm about to go into.
Yeah.
You know what? Never mind. Don't tell me. I'm about to go. I have to see it anyways. I already paid for the ticket. There's nothing I can do. So yeah. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got a bunch of comments to get to.
I'm guessing his name is Raymond.
Okay.
Armand.
He said
Armando. Armand. He says the awkward "thank you" for no reason and silence after.
What?
Like when someone's doing something, or when you're doing something for someone, and you're like, "yeah, thank you."
For what?
Right. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio, or of course, 505-338-3700.
Yes.
We are 19 minutes away from the brand new Amberlynn. We will get to that in its entirety. Right now, Ocean is Theory.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Classic Crime. Flight of Kings. Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning. Steve-O and Mitch. Coming up in 11 minutes, we have a cover to cover with the brand new Amberlynn. It's called Vital.
Vital. It's vital for your day.
Really, bro?
I just...
Really?
I haven't made that joke yet.
That was too easy.
That
was awful. You don't go for the easy ones.
I just haven't made that joke yet, and it's happened so often.
Way too easy.
Way too easy.
That was like, my son could have hit that joke. You don't go for those jokes. You have standards. You aim higher.
But you said that this joke.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like...
It's another reason why you don't say
it. Last week.
Because it's already been said.
If somebody
in the history of the world has already said this joke, you never said the joke.
Sometimes you steal people's jokes.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea.
I don't know the proper etiquette, apparently. I think I'm breaking all the rules.
Proper text-a-kit?
Text-a-kit etiquette. Yeah. Everything.
There you go. So coming up, we are going to be playing Vital by Amberlynn, but until we get there, we have to get to some of your Facebook comments, because apparently they're pretty hilarious.
Yeah. So talking about things that you just don't really talk about.
That we care about, but nobody talks
exactly.
about.
Samuel says, breathing into your hand to check your breath.
Really? Yeah, but what if you have like lotion or something?
Right,
all you smell is your hand.
Okay, yeah, that's all I'm smelling is my lotion right now.
Right, so you're like, my breath smells like strawberries?
I guess so.
505-338-3700, the phone number, by the way.
Stomping your foot because the sole of your foot itches.
Oh, dude, I've done that regularly.
Yeah.
That's not really embarrassing, though.
No, it's not. You just look like an idiot.
Wow.
Sorry. And then he says, P.S., maybe Mitch should be called the bro-mentator. Because I'm commentating on you guys. Are you guys having a moment?
Not the bro-ment.
Bro-ment.
Bro-mentator?
Bro-mentator. Commentator. I don't know what that means.
Ooh, driving in the wrong direction in a parking lot.
Oh my gosh, it's so embarrassing.
Makes me crazy.
It's embarrassing.
I'm like, hey, you're going the wrong way.
And I have to pull over like really close to this other car now. But I do. Oh, I'm guilty.
Yeah.
Of going the wrong way.
I love how many people chimed in on Phil Collins.
Yeah. Oh, I love Phil Collins. Hey, me too.
Phil Collins is awesome. I was rocking some Against All Odds from the soundtrack this weekend. Yeah. Amazing. Phil Collins, dude. Can never talk down to Phil Collins. He's the best.
I just don't really know a whole lot about him.
He's the best.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to teach you the ways of the Phil.
Oh, no.
It's going to change your life.
I hope not.
Static.
Wedgies.
Wedgies?
Oh, yeah. You don't want to talk about those because you got to get them out. But
right.
It's true.
That's why you pretend like you're about to go on a run and you do a random lunge.
Oh, yeah.
Stretching.
Yeah, exactly.
Stretching. Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
So I don't do that at all. I'm just like, hey, if it's girls.
Okay, I'm like, oh.
No, just around girls, I'm like, hey, so I totally have an issue right now, and I'm going to fix it right now. So excuse me for a second.
So you draw attention. Like, if it's embarrassing, you're like, I just want to point this out to everyone. See, well, that's like talking to people. You just make it out there so it's less embarrassing.
Or this is, I don't know if I should.
Oh, man.
Okay, I'm going to think about this one.
Yeah. If you have to think about it, maybe you shouldn't say it. Static!
Hey, so do you guys even have any Phil Collins out of curiosity?
Oh, dude. I don't have any in the computer, but I definitely have them on my phone.
Oh, you should play some.
You know what? I'm going to. Oh, I'm going to have to.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you. That'd be awesome. You have no idea what you're missing out on, Mitch.
I watched Tarzan.
What?
I saw that movie.
That doesn't count.
That wasn't even his best.
That's like saying you love Elton John because of The Lion King. That's like null and void.
No, I know that one Crocodile song.
Oh, wow. Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I have a...
Yeah, what?
Well, it's not a story. Okay, it's happened to all of us, but it's mostly awkward for girls.
Okay, so it hasn't happened to all of us. It's happened to girls.
But it's okay for guys. When something goes down your shirt...
Oh, okay.
And it's like, it's stuck there. And you gotta like, it's bothersome.
So you have to just...
Yeah. It's like, oh gosh. Or you just have to disappear to the bathroom for a few seconds and fix it.
Which is probably what you should do.
But if you can't, you're not in, like, say you're in like a conference or something, which...
Okay, never mind. I'm like, how and what are you doing in a conference?
Well, maybe...
In front of all your colleagues, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, popcorn! I'll be right back! Yeah, I don't know!
Popcorn!
I
mean, you're not gonna bring attention to the fact that there's popcorn down your shirt. I got popcorn.
I'll be right back, guys. Popcorn. I'm clumsy.
No, it's like.
That's actually like a good way to get out of a meeting. Out of a conference. Like, this is really, really boring. What can I do to get out of here? There you go. Hey, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah. Solving problems.
Yeah.
Boredom.
Wow. We're going to take a quick break. Coming right back. We've got Cover to Cover with our dear friends in Amberlin. It's Vital.
Yes.
That's the name of the record.
Oh, okay. I was like, really?
I was not going to go there.
You're making that joke?
No.
Really?
Absolutely not. I left that to you.
Thank you.
You're in charge of all the lame jokes.
Thank you.
Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Worldwide at mystaticradio.com.
It is just after 9 o'clock.
Konnichiwa.
Stop it!
Huh?
Oh, man. Mystaticradio.com for all of the awesomeness that entails the webcam. Will you please put your headphones on correctly? It is time now for Cover to Cover. We do it every single Monday, and normally we let you guys vote, but we just figured...
It's not going to happen.
Amberlin put out a new record. We got to play it.
You obviously want to hear it.
Period. The end. So, brand new record from Amberlin. It's called Vital. Cover to Cover.
Happening now.
Happening right now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. There it is.
You're welcome.
Cover to Cover with Amberlin. Brand new record called Vital. And could be my pick for record of the year so far. I love it.
Yeah, no, I definitely have it on repeat.
It's amazing. So there it is. And that is it for us. We are out.
We're out until tomorrow.
New Music Tuesday tomorrow. Not with Billiam. He is on vacation.
Just with us.
Yeah, just us. So we're digging up some stuff and finding new releases that are coming tomorrow. And got a few local submissions.
Yes, if you want to submit your own music, go to mystaticradio.com, hit up the locals rules section, and send us your stuff.
Yeah, send us your MP3s and we will play it Cover to Cover, or we'll play it for New Music Tuesday tomorrow. Definitely not Cover to Cover.
Nope. Not. Just send us one
however,
song.
Yeah, just one song. We will play it from beginning to end. And so...
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see you guys again manana for that. Of course, Caleb from the Mix Game Room and Skate Park will be with us tomorrow, as well as Pastor Scott Tom.
Yes.
Of Cross Christian Fellowship, so...
We're out.
We out. Adri, and next, we leave you with the Culture Shock from Blink 182 on the way back. Steve O. Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace. It's a fight.